Hello and welcome to Jonesing for Justice, your fix for legal news, information, and entertainment.
Hello, I'm Jackie Jones of Jones & Associates Law PC and the Jonesing for Justice podcast. And I know you can probably hear a lot of outside noise, and I'm sorry for that, but that's because I am working outside. Well, it is late evening. I have been at a full day at work, and today I want to talk about some interesting topics. And as you can tell by the title, it's pretty provocative. Basically, we don't care about girls. How you can rape one for free and get away with it, essentially. I know that's a horrible topic, but it's horrible because it makes me very, very angry. I mean, in my head, I keep hearing Michael Jackson singing over in a loop. All I have to say is that they don't really care about us. So why did this come up? Well, the news has been talking about a school bus driver who raped a 14-year-old girl but got no jail time. And yes, it's safe to say he raped her because he was convicted. And it is appalling. I mean, we've heard about these rapists who get away with it, like Brock Turner and these other people who get very short sentences. But this new spate of cases is appalling to me, because you think after the outcry from these other ones that they would have learned their lessons, but apparently judges never learned, or they just don't care. I guess that's why it's really important that when we look at judges, that we pick someone more than just a political shill or someone who says, I want to be a judge. I have opinions. Well, anyway, so we're looking at this upstate New York school bus driver, and I'm looking over at this case, and he pled guilty to raping the 14-year-old girl who was on his bus route. Now, I have 15 and 16-year-old girls, so obviously not too long ago I had 14-year-olds, and they were taking buses. In fact, one of them was leaving out of the house like 6 o'clock in the morning, going with a bus driver to a private school when she was going. They was pretty far away. And the idea that my child's not safe with the people who are supposed to get them to and from school, disgusting, terrifying, and even as a criminal defense attorney, really, really indefensible. So, the judge said that Shane Piche, P-I-C-H-E, who's 25 years old, was sentenced to 10 years probation and must register as a sex offender, but not even forever. But he escaped jail time because he had no previous arrest. That's right. And not having arrest means that you can go ahead and rape a 14-year-old, taking away something that she can never get back, her innocence, her childhood. And it's okay because, well, you didn't rape anyone else before. Now imagine that. I mean, we're so hard on things like drugs. You didn't sell drugs before, but we'll throw you in jail for it. Oh, well, you'll get to murder one person for free. How about that? No? How about you rob one store for free? No jail time. No. But apparently raping little girls, that's perfectly appropriate and perfectly okay. Sickening. The judge, James P. McCleskey, said probation was an appropriate sentence because Piche had no prior arrest and only had one victim. Like I said, you can rape just one girl and not go to jail. That's some old BS. So he pled guilty to third degree rape, and he met the girl when he was on his job as a bus driver. And it's funny how, because they said he had sex with her in his apartment. He didn't have sex with her. He raped her. She's 14. That's not sex. It's rape. Let's stop making it seem like it was some kind of choice. Now, that already happened, and then I'm scrolling through the news and I see another one where a man avoids prison time after holding a teenage girl as a sexual captive in a dog cage. A dog cage. Now, the thing that's interesting about that, this man is from Gwinnett County in Georgia, which I know kind of well since my sister lives in Gwinnett. Hey. And he's a 33-year-old man, Michael Wysolowski. He was also sentenced to 10 years probation. I mean, what is it about 10 years? Well, we just keep you on probation for 10 years. The fact that you have assaulted teenage girls, well, that should all just go away. Ridiculous. And he pled, see, he did 8 months of jail time after pleading guilty Thursday to first degree, cruelty to children and interstate interference with custody. So here's the deal. He's getting the credit for the 8 months he spent in detention. Basically, probably couldn't pay his bail. That's why he did the 8 months. But he's not going to go away to state prison, and that means he's not going to do any additional time. The rest of his 9 years and 4 months, he will have to register as a sex offender for life, but the rest of his 9 years and 4 months are on probation unless he gets in trouble. Now, here's the deal. He was arrested in 2017 after North Carolina police found, well, not North Carolina, Georgia police found a 17-year-old girl from North Carolina who he had in his home. Now, here's the deal. They met in an online forum, and she apparently was not happy. And he decided that the 15-year-old who was unhappy should come and meet with him. And she did. So she ends up, he picked her up when she was 16 on an interstate near Charlotte, which is near where she lived, takes her to Georgia. And they're saying basically he can't be charged with child molestation because the age of consent is 16 in Georgia. Here's the ridiculousness about that. What is the age of consent in the place where he took her? Because if you take a child across state lines for purposes of immoral activity or sexual purposes or something like that, you don't get to say, well, imagine this. Utah, the state of age of consent may be 13. I'm not saying it is, but let's say it's 13. If someone takes my child from Pennsylvania, who's a 13-year-old, and then takes her to Utah to have sex with her, do you think they shouldn't suffer for what they did, which is basically kidnap a child out of the state of Pennsylvania to take her to do something that would be illegal in our state because it's legal there? That's some old BS too. Now, the girl isn't named, obviously. She's a sexual assault victim, but she agreed to enter into a consensual relationship, and 16-year-olds do that. Like, that's not surprising. Just trying to clear the screen. 16-year-olds do that. But the problem is that after a while, she had issues because he refused to acknowledge when she said he was using excessive force. They had safe words. She didn't acknowledge, he didn't acknowledge the safe words. So basically, he decided that because she consented once, she was consenting again and again and again, even when she made it clear that she was no longer consenting. And obviously, when she no longer consented, he decided to do other things like using food to punish her. R. Kelly, anyone? And because the girl was anorexic, he would say, you know, he controlled her around food and forced her to perform sexual acts in exchange for allowing her to eat. He was originally charged with rape, aggravated sodomy, first-degree cruelty to children, and interstate interference with custody. But the rape and the aggravated sodomy charges were dropped in the plea deal. The family, however, did prioritize that he registers as a sex offender, which I guess is important. But it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, he didn't get bond. That's why he did any jail time at all, because maybe 10 years would have been enough with no jail time again. Because we all know that you can rape one girl for free, right? Isn't that what we've learned today's podcast? Rape one girl for free. Awful. Now, the other thing is that during the victim impact statement, the girl's father said she was found malnourished with ringworm and suffering from back problems because she had been repeatedly held in a dog cage. That the psychological damage that he inflicted was beyond imagination. And it sounds beyond imagination. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is that what part of the game is that? When did it become okay for judges to say that even in horrific cases involving teenage girls who have been sexually assaulted, that it's okay not to give jail time to perpetrators? Perpetrators who admitted their crimes. Perpetrators who were caught in the act. Perpetrators who have done horrific and unspeakable things to children. We need to stop sexualizing girls into women and saying that because they are interested or they're pretty or they look old or whatever it is, that they're not capable of being raped or that they're not capable of being harmed. And we need to also stop saying that boys will be boys and that they should get a free pass. If it's your child that's harmed, do you think the perpetrator is entitled to a free pass? I know I don't. I know that these cases might have been different had it been my 15 or 16-year-old at those ages, because I think the question would have, the title would have been lawyer indicted for murder, and something along the lines of should this lawyer be convicted after killing the person who raped and held her daughter captive? So, you let me know what you think. I definitely know what I think, and I have no problem sharing it with you. But you tell me what you think about these type of issues, whether or not it is okay to not give jail time in those situations. So again, I'm Jackie Jones, and have a great day.
Are you enjoying Jonesing for Justice? Do you want to hear about more curious legal cases? Ones that are fun, interesting, different, and unique? Do me a favor. Click subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast so that you will get updated every time we upload a new episode. And by all means, please reach out to us on our page. We'd love to hear from you.